So, Matkarma Vir Matkataya Chanicham Matseva Sangad Guna Kirtanande Nirvairasam Yo Pashamena Putra Jahasaya Deha Gehatma Budhe Adhyatma Yogena Vivikta Sivaya Panendriyatma Vijayena Sadriyat Such Shraddhaya Brahmacharena Sashvad Asampramadena Yamena Vacham Sarvatramad Bhava Vichakshanena Yanena Vijnana Virajitena Yogena Drichyu Jama Satvayukto Lingam Vyapohet Kushaloham Akyam. Okay, now we'll do the word-by-word synonyms. Hamse, who is a paramahamsa, or the most exalted spiritually advanced person. Gurau, to the spiritual master. Mahi, unto me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhakya, by devotional service. Anuvritya, by following. Vitrishnaya, by detachment from sense gratification. Dvandva, of the dualities in the material world. Tatiksheha, by tolerance. Cha, also. Sarvatra, everywhere. Jantaho, of the living entity. Vyasana, the miserable condition of life. Avagatya, by realizing. Yigyasaya, by inquiring about the truth. Tapasa, by practicing austerities and penances. Iha nivritya, by giving up the endeavor for sense enjoyment. Matkaramapiki, by working for me. Matkataya, by hearing topics about me. Cha, also. Nityam, always. Matdeva Sangat, by association with my devotees. Guna Kirtanatme, by chanting and glorifying my transcendental qualities. Nirvaira, being without enmity. Samya, seeing everyone equally by spiritual understanding. Upashamena, by subduing anger, lamentation, and so on. Putraha, O sons. Jahasaya, by desiring to give up. Deha, with the body. Geha, with the home. Atma Buddhahe, identification of the self. Adhyatma Yogena, by study of the revealed scriptures. Vivikta Sevaya, by living in a solitary place. Prana, the life air. Indriha, the senses. Atma, the mind. Abhijayena, by controlling. Asadriyak, completely. Asatshradaya, by developing faith in the scriptures. Brahmacharyena, by observing celibacy. Shashvat, always. asampravadena, by not being bewildered, yamena, by restraint, vacham, of words, sarvatra, everywhere, matbhava,
thinking of me,
vichakshanena, by observing, jnanena,
by development of knowledge,
vijnana, by practical application of knowledge, virajitena,
illumines,
yogena, by practice of bhakti yoga, driti,
patience,
ujjama, enthusiasm,
sattva,
discretion,
yukta,
endowed with,
lingam,
the cause of material bondage,
vyapohet,
one can give up,
kushalaha,
in full auspiciousness,
aham akyam,
false ego, false identification with the material world. Translation. Oh, my sons, you should accept a highly elevated Paramahansa, a spiritually advanced spiritual master. In this way, you should place your faith and love in me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You should detest sense gratification and tolerate the duality of pleasure and pain, which are like the seasonal changes of summer and winter. Try to realize the miserable condition of living entities who are miserable even in the higher planetary systems. Philosophically inquire about the truth, then undergo all kinds of austerities and penances for the sake of devotional service. Give up the endeavor for sense enjoyment and engage in the service of the Lord. Listen to discussions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and always associate with devotees. Chant about and glorify the Supreme Lord and look upon everyone equally on the spiritual platform. Give up enmity and subdue anger and lamentation. Abandon identifying the self with the body and the home and practice reading the revealed scriptures. Live in a secluded place and practice the process by which you can completely control your life, air, mind, and senses. Have full faith in the revealed scriptures, the Vedic literatures, and always observe celibacy. Perform your prescribed duties and avoid unnecessary talks. Always thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, acquire knowledge from the right source. Thus practicing bhakti yoga, you will patiently and enthusiastically be elevated in knowledge and will be able to give up the false ego. So we can have a checklist to see how many of these we're doing. If we can hit 50%, we're doing pretty well. So purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Actually, we're not going to be able to finish even reading the purport today. So tomorrow we'll continue, but I'll read some of it. In these four verses, Rishabhadeva tells his sons how they can be freed from the false identification arising from false ego and material conditional life. One gradually becomes liberated by practicing, as mentioned above. All these prescribed methods enable one to give up the material body, lingam vyapohet, and be situated in his original spiritual body. First of all, one has to accept a bona fide spiritual master. This is advocated by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Shri Guru Pada Ashrayaha. To be freed from the entanglement of the material world, one has to approach a spiritual master. Tad viganartam sa gurum eva avigachet. By questioning the spiritual master and serving him, one can advance in spiritual life. When one engages in devotional service, naturally the attraction for personal comfort, for eating, sleeping, and dressing is reduced. Remember that, ladies. By associating with devotees, a spiritual standard is maintained. The word Mad Deva Sangat is very important. There are many so-called religions devoted to the worship of various demigods, but here good association means association with one who simply accepts Krishna as his worshipable deity. Another important item is Dvandva Tatiksha, As long as one is situated in the material world, there must be pleasure and pain arising from the material body. As Krishna advises in Bhagavad Gita, Tam Satikshasva Bharata, one has to learn how to tolerate the temporary pains and pleasures of this material body, material world. One must also be detached from his family and practice celibacy. Sex with one's wife, according to the scriptural injunctions, is also accepted as brahmacharya celibacy, but illicit sex is opposed to religious principles and it hampers advancement in spiritual consciousness. Another important word is vijnana virajita. Everything should be done very scientifically and consciously. One should be a realized soul. In this way, one can give up the entanglement of material bondage. As Sri Madhvacharya points out, the sum and substance of these four shlokas is that one should refrain from acting out of a desire for sense gratification and should instead always engage in the Lord's loving service. In other words, bhakti yoga is the acknowledged path of liberation. Srila Madhvacharya quotes from the Adhyatma, Atmano vihitam kama varjita vanya karmanaha kamasya cha parityago nirihetyaho uttamaha. One should perform austerities only for the benefit of the soul. Any other activity should be given up. When a person is situated in this way, he is said to be desireless. Actually, a living entity cannot be totally desireless, but when he desires the benefit of the soul and nothing else, he is said to be desireless. Spiritual knowledge is jnana-vijnana samanvitam. When one is fully equipped with jnana and vijnana, he is perfect. Jnana means that one understands the Supreme Personality of God, Vishnu, to be the Supreme Being. Vijnana refers to the activities that liberate one from the ignorance of the material existence. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto's 9th chapter, text 31, Jnanam paramaguyam me yad vijnana samanvatam. Knowledge of the Supreme Lord is very confidential, and the supreme knowledge by which one understands and furthers the liberation of all living entities. This knowledge is vijnana, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, janma karma chami divyam evam yovi ditatvataha, chakvadeham puna janma naiti mameti sojana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So tomorrow we'll comment on this verse. Okay, all glories to his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.